Everywhere Buddha went, people knew his name. The king of the Magadha tribe decided to offer many lanterns as a welcoming light for Buddha to come and teach. When an elderly woman heard the king's plan, she wanted to donate a lantern, even though she was very poor. She was so poor that she could not provide rice for herself that day, but she took everything she owned and purchased one lantern. This was truly a gift from her heart. That night, as the Buddha arrived, the wind began to blow. Suddenly, a very strong gust blew out all the lights but one. The lone light still shining was an elderly woman's lantern. Buddha saw her as she bowed to him. He smiled warmly and spoke to her, saying, "No matter how many lanterns there are, strong winds can always blow them out. However, if a light is shining from a sincere heart, it will never go out." The elderly woman bowed in deep appreciation. Devadatta, who had seen Buddha being admired and respected by everybody, started feeling envious of him. "Why does no one come to me? I have power equal to that of Buddha." With these evil thoughts in his mind, Devadatta attempted to kill Buddha by dropping a large rock on him when he passed by an eagle-shaped mountain called the Divine Vulture Peak. Although the rock whizzed past Buddha's head and wounded his leg badly, he didn't become angry towards Devadatta or place blame on him. That angered Devadatta even more, because he thought he was being ignored. He then had an unruly elephant attack Buddha in the woods, but the elephant became totally gentle with Buddha's mystical powers. Finally, Devadatta realized that he could not stop Buddha with force. When the leg wounded by Devadatta healed, Buddha climbed the Divine Vulture Peak at sunrise and preached his teachings. The morning air was crisp, and the songs of birds echoed in the valleys. This brought peace to the minds of the people. "Everybody here may think Devadatta is a bad person," said Buddha. "But thanks to him, I began to see things as they really are in this world, and I became enlightened to the truth. Devadatta showed me the selfish desires that human beings possess and taught me how futile they are. That is why Devadatta is my benefactor. Everyone in this world is a precious presence and can attain the same enlightenment as I did. Devadatta will also be able to one day attain the same spiritual awakening." The people who were carefully listening to Buddha's words were deeply touched by his great generosity and compassion. Devadatta kneeled and prayed to Buddha. Then, as before, Buddha climbed the Divine Vulture Peak again and again, and he preached the precious teachings of the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma. For 45 years, Buddha continued to spread the precious teachings to the people. When Buddha turned 80, he felt his own death nearing. Facing the north, he went on his last journey. When he made a stop at a village called Pava, a blacksmith named Chunda offered him a meal. Buddha became ill from the mushroom that was in his meal and suddenly became tormented. Through his pain, he softly spoke to Chunda, who was very upset to have caused this serious situation. "Chunda, do not indulge in vain regrets. Even if the meal you made will make my life shorter, it is the same as the porridge that Sujata offered me. Both are precious. Thank you, Chunda." Although he was dying, his words were always spoken with compassion to others. This brought tears to the eyes of Chunda and to the disciples. When he reached the village of Kushinagara, Buddha slowly walked forward between two shala trees. He laid down with his head to the north, the direction of his hometown. Although it was not time for flowers to bloom, the blossoms of the shala trees suddenly opened. A beautiful fragrance floated in the air as the flower petals drifted gently onto Buddha. Many people and animals who loved Buddha watched over him with sorrow. Buddha smiled to everyone as he said, "Do not be sad. Though I may be gone, this precious teaching will remain. From now on, make this teaching your support. Don't depend on others and practice diligently." After speaking these last words, he passed on as though he were sleeping. As the sun set, Buddha's 80 years on earth had come to an end. 2,500 years have passed since then. Buddha's precious teachings have spread all over the world, and those teachings have served as the spiritual and moral guidance for many people's lives. Even now, the place where the Buddha passed away is surrounded by many shala trees with thick green leaves. In the far distance, the Himalayan mountains are still standing, beautiful, pure, and covered with white snow.